There are three stages of in which material consciousness works. It is the wakeful state, jagrata. It is the dreaming state. And this is the dreamless state of sushupti. When we go and have an operation, we actually can experience these three states of consciousness. By the effect of, has any one of you been operated so far? Two times, you might remember, first day is of course wakeful state of consciousness, is how we come to the hospital. Then one enters into a state where the will is very active. Until finally one is out. There is no realization. So this deep dreamless sleep is one state of consciousness. When you come up a little bit more, then the mind gets very active in dream state.
So now it is really the under
especially when you wake up after an anesthesia here as you come, it's almost like going from a deep ocean up to the agitated state of the neighbor. There are all kinds of things going on in your
mind.
Then wake up state of consciousness, where we become aware of the objects which surround us. Now from a spiritual point of view, or a Krishna conscious point of view, all these three states, including the wakeful state, is a dreaming state. Because you are removed from the actual reality. Maya has put us under anesthesia. Either we see something or we don't see something, it's anesthesia. The soul in the material world is described sometimes as being inactive. The activities are carried out by material nature. If you are walking on the street, and the truck comes, and your cloth gets somehow entangled in the truck. And he takes you and you are dragged behind. You're not acting. The truck is dragging. So this is the dragging us, our senses are dragging us, not really emotion. Please consider this. Saddam Hussein is dragged by certain powers. And Milosevic also. And Ivan Popovich also. Ivan Popovich. Okolenich, yes. And also the men on the street.
At the point he told me.
We are all dragged away by Maya. What do you think, Roger? So, when a person becomes Krishna conscious, he wakes away, he wakes up from the anesthesia of Maya. Then he becomes aware of his real duties. It's just before I came down, I took a little rest this morning. I was dreaming of us in Paralatra in India.
Yeah,
so nice. Then Cedric came live and came in and said, Prabhu, it's a I became aware, well, after the election this morning. Yeah, can't sleep so much. And immediately you become aware of a different realm of activities. So sometimes our new devotees cannot imagine how Krishna consciousness works. They cannot imagine how will it be if I'm in the temple. What will I do all day? Sing? And dance a little? Really, sometimes kamis, they cannot imagine what we do in Krishna consciousness. We just sing, dance all day. I could move like this. Let me tell you. Because you are asleep, you cannot imagine how this works. Just like when I was lying in my bed, dreaming of Parayatra, I had no idea about Pregrava temple. Pregrava temple was 15,000 kilometers away. Because the consciousness works actually in the dreaming state on a different platform than on the waking state. Yes. So, when we tell the people, Krishna consciousness, so much to do, you have no idea, too much to do. Very difficult for them to understand because they are carried away by Maya 2,000 light years from reality.
Мы всегда рады те, что мы были доразумены. Были обучены от мая дали свою грамму.
Like in our example, when a truck comes past you and holding your hand and something gets stuck in the car, you drag away.
Как в нашем примере, когда мы ходим перед вас, мы видим нашим инструментом, мы говорим,
But this is not very difficult to understand, this being dragged away, because we experience it every night when we go to sleep. We come into a different kind of reality. So it is very difficult for someone who is in this situation to imagine Krishna consciousness. It's impossible.
We
live in some false reality. You all know the story how the frog could imagine how big the Atlantic Ocean was. So now we as devotees, of course, we want to wake up. We want to wake up from the being on the operation table of Maya, filled with anesthesia. So that it becomes very clear to us what we will have to do in our life. This is a great necessity for each one of us. We do want 100% clarity. Srimad Bhagavatam is a very interesting analysis of a devotee who begins to wake up. In the beginning, his consciousness is still a little bit influenced by the modes of material nature. A devotee has to work to come to the transcendental platform. Devotional service itself is a position, a transcendental position, but our consciousness may be still tinged so that we do not perceive I want to give you a simple example from the world of Mila Boy. He goes on to see. So, imagine someone is drowning in the ocean. And you drag him on the ship. And this sometimes happens in your career, not in your career. So then he's lying on deck, because he is still unconscious, he's imagining himself to be still drowning. In reality, he is not. He is in safety. But in the end, he is still drowning. So this is our position, or let us say, the position of the unified in spiritual life. Because we do have contact with emotional service, we are in safety. Now all sitting on the deck of the boat which takes us overboard and there. But in our mind we know we might be still back in the material world. Do you understand this example? It is a very good example given by Prabhupada. You are on the transcendental position. But because your womb is back in the Maya world sometimes, not all the time, sometimes, therefore it is a little difficult for you.
Doesn't serve us much room. Make the nada to go to Maya. Never, but let's make it.
The ocean of birth and death has waters or waves which are the three modes of material nature. And these three modes work on our womb. Please imagine your womb is like a puppet. The boat. No. Sometimes passion. Sometimes ignorance, sometimes goodness. You can sometimes see when you look into some into a devotee state how the modes are working. Fall to sleep. Or when the mode of attention comes,
we get
angry. Where's my chapati? You think because you're from Gravia, you don't have to give me a chapati? I'm making it a little similarity, obviously. So, let us understand how the modes work in our mind, because then we might be a little bit more reflective about our situation in the emotional service. Have you ever seen that sometimes you dream and you understand what is a dream? Somehow the people behave like in a dream. It can't be reality.
Okay.
4 days ago, I lost my leaders in a dream. And then by certain indications, I thought, it's only a dream, not so bad. I think it will be on the
table.
So, by understanding the symptoms of the dream, you can feel relief and understand it's not reality. In the same way, you, by understanding all the different modes that in our mind we can understand, but this has nothing to do with Krishna, with reality. It's just Maya wanting to drag us away. So when you are envious, oh Mahaprabhu did so good. He's really not the best, just to do it. Or you become proud. Or you become violent. Or angry. You only see your own interest. That means the mode of ignorance has worked on your own. Now, let us see what happens when the mode of passion enters the room. You want material enjoyment. You are dependent that others glorify you. And you want actually even opulence. This means opulence, you understand?
The Turkish education according.
Sometimes we become a little dissatisfied with our simple, humble life and Krishna consciousness, and we want to improve everything. This means all the fashion has entered.
So, make us put them in the doorway, and we should come in and we should also be business. The Krishna gentleman is there, but the version of so much that we should be doing.
Now, there is also mode of, devotional service, which is influenced by another dream.
The Buddha puts the importance in it for Buddha,
that's the mode of good. That's when you want to free yourself from your own limitations. This sometimes I feel everyone has just been, oh, let me get out of this. But it's not yet Krishna in the center, it's your own interest.
I should not be Krishna in the center, we should not put in the center.
So let us now understand what is when we are fully awake in Krishna consciousness, and there is no longer any influence of the dreaming state of material existence. Maya drags all the conditioned souls away by using the ropes of the three modes.
Maya
So let us understand what happens when we are no longer under the influence of the modes of nature. The manifestation of unadulterated devotional service is exhibited when one's mind is at once attracted to hearing the transcendental name and qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is residing in everyone's heart. Manifestatio? Sorry. You didn't follow? Here. The manifestation of unadulterated devotional service is exhibited. When one's mind is at once attracted to hearing the transcendental name and qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Who is residing in everyone's heart. Just as the water of the Ganges flows naturally down towards the ocean, such devotional ecstasy, uninterrupted by any material condition, flows towards the Supreme Lord. And what's the qualification? Or, in other words, how do you come to the stage of full Krishna consciousness? You must have this time yet. Yes, very good. But there is a problem to which one still has to overcome in this idea. It is certainly affecting you always in the past and then you always in the future. When you are only on the mental level. Anyways, I'm doing what I was doing yesterday. I'm asking you to reflect about the scriptures.
Sve jedno, radimo ono što sam učio, da pokušam da vas navedim da razmišljate o pismu.
to think about how you will apply this in your own life. And all the answers were very nice be given. Now I want to bring to your attention why should you be attracted to hearing about Krishna. Because that is our natural activity of the soul. The soul is glorifying Krishna. Vedic civilization means we to understand I also have a body. So let me engage my body so that there will be no trouble. Because if you are not engaged, then Maya will engage you. But the real activities of the soul are Shravanam Kirtanam. That's what you do in the spiritual world. We don't drive cars which stink in the spiritual world or have telephones. And you don't go to the toilet and take bath afterwards so that you will not die from what is inside your body. You are a free soul. Who is hearing about Krishna and chanting Krishna's name. So to come to this standpoint, there is a very nice instruction. It's very simple. Everyone can do it. Not very theoretically. Prabhupada said, asked the question once, how does one become a drunkard? Very easy. Just drink as much as possible. Then after some time you are drunkard. Because from drinking you actually develop this attachment, somehow it comes. It's an amazing phenomenon. You don't say, oh, thank you, I have enough water in my system. You want more. That's why they have to have many toilets in the Gosthenas. So in Krishna consciousness, a similar thing holds true. If you chant, you want to chant more. Of course, in our state, we are not yet very addicted to chanting. We feel, oh, finally, moksha. I have finished my 16 rounds. This is, of course, not very advanced. But sometimes, we must do things to become a little bit more addicted. This example is perfect. When you drink alcohol, in the beginning, after some time, you don't want to drink even one drop. That means you have not broken through the granitsa. You are still on the side of sameness. normality.
A još uvijek ste u stanju normalnosti ili
odnosno? I mean, not yet fully intoxicated.
Još niste potpuno intoxicated.
So in Krishna consciousness we want to go through the granica.
Dajte u svetlosti Krishna želimo preći through the granica.
Where we become attracted.
Kada postajemo privučeni.
When we don't feel moksha, then we put the bibik to the side. And it comes by chanting more. Therefore, on Ekadasi, the devotees chant minimum of 25 rounds. It's meant to go through the, to achieve this. This intense desire. And on Yamashtami sometimes we chant 64
rounds.
When you do this, after some time there will be some attraction to the holy name. And the holy name is always living.
It's something over to Ram.
It's buying, it's experience.
So you have to give me this.
Mm-hmm. Feels one is no longer in the material world.
What's the position in all the material?
Another example is when you have a car and it doesn't run, then you have to jump start it. Four people get behind the car and push it and then you know what I mean, yes? So sometimes we have to jump start our spiritual life. Another thing is expressed here, the more a devotee engages himself in the devotional service of the Lord, the more encouragement is supplied by the energy of the Lord to him.
I druga stvar je ovdje isto predstavljena, što se više bakti uključuje prijavno stivljenje, tomu više energije bila dobedena.
Sometimes on Sankirtan we feel this.
Nekad u Sankirtan on govorimo se ti.
We engage and then all of a sudden the transcendental energy comes.
Jednostavno smo engažirani i odjednom dođe se nešto mentalne energije.
Even our old Dharma, Padmavati was she was once explaining how there is a point when you cross this, then all of a sudden it starts, isn't it? I think every devotee knows it's like break through the clouds of Maya. And then you are humble Vaishnava. And but everything goes very easy. But this devotee has to endeavor. Prabhupada says, first work, samadhi later. You have to endeavor. This is very nice instructions. And these are some of the nice instructions gleaned from this verse. So I want to end here the lecture. Do you have any question? This is the Prabhudici lecture.
I'm
mind in Maya to cut the connection. Mind or direct mind out of Maya?
That's a very nice question.
Нашу северную позицию на природу и ум кое май. Сейчас давайте прямо в сети оставить его май или я прямо повыше на брод. И это я предложу тебе.
During marathon we say give your mind to us, we have a treasure, a treasure. And there we put all the minds in. And in January, you can come and collect your mind again. Only in January you can get the key. I'm on holidays and take the keys with me. But this is very hard as we know. A devotee cannot always ignore his mind. If we could, everything would be quite simple.
Как бы могли, все было прилично
ясно. Therefore, there is philosophy. The philosophy addresses all the different questions and doubts.
Та философия все равно на все радости по питанию и сумме, как мы говорим.
It must be studied and understood from all angles of vision.
И она может быть проучавана и схвачена со всех углов
зрения. Every day.
Свободно.
Because then the mind can convince itself.
Onda ум се может убедить сам.
Or better, we can convince the mind from the platform of intelligence.
И еще более, мы можем с него интеллигенции убедить сам.
Like Cedric has invited us. He said, knowledge and detachment. This is a task every devotee has to face. I will tell you something in my own Krishna conscious life which has helped me very much. I was always happy in Krishna consciousness. But sometimes, from the beginning, I knew this is the real life. But sometimes I experience bad quality. I still experience them, but when I, 10 years ago, I experienced so many things which are unclear. And I must clarify this. But deeply from within, with full I must gain full conviction on certain questions. Like, what will be my ashram? Should I remain brahmachari or become a grihastha?
That
was unclear. Another question. Is Krishna consciousness real freedom? Or am I just following a teaching? Another question that was 50 years ago. And many questions. I'm still working at questions. What is free will, for instance, in Krishna consciousness? Still, I can give a very learned answer from... I could write a book on it, but I'm still working on this question. And there are other questions, like love for Krishna. During Marathon we say, give your mind to us. We have a treasure, a treasure, and there we put all the minds in. And in January, you can come and collect your mind again. Only in January you can get the key. I'm on holidays and take the keys with me. But this is very hard, as we know. A devotee cannot always ignore his mind. If we could, everything would be quite simple. Therefore, there is philosophy. The philosophy addresses all the different questions and doubts. It must be studied and understood from all angles of vision. Every day. Because then the mind can convince itself. Better, we can convince the mind from the platform of intelligence. Like Cedric has enlightened us. He said knowledge and detachment. This is a task every devotee has to face.
Over the data, this is not about the service.
I will tell you something in my own Krishna consciousness life, which has helped me very much. I was always happy in Krishna consciousness. But sometimes, from the beginning, I knew this is the real life. But sometimes I experience bad quality. I still experience them, but when I, 10 years ago, I experienced there are so many things which are unclear. I must clarify this. But deeply from within, with full I must gain full conviction on certain questions. Like, what will be my ashram? Should I remain brahmachari or become a grihastha? That was unclear. Another question. Is Krishna consciousness real freedom? Or am I just following a teaching? Another question that was 15 years ago. many questions. I'm still working at questions. What is free will, for instance, in Krishna consciousness?
Например, что свободная воля в сущности Кришны?
Still, I can give a very learned answer. From I could write a book on it, but I'm still working on this question.
Может, это яко ученый ответ, но мы написали книгу на эту тему. Али, Йешуа Традин.
And there are other questions, like love for Krishna, which are, they have to be worked at.
После другого питания, который судил во время Кришна, не мы можем радить.
So, a devotee must clarify his life. When there are thoughts in your womb which return over and over again, it means there are doubts. You have not yet come to a platform where you deal with them responsibly. Then you will have to find this out. Reading in the Kniga, but then also discussing with devotees, asking questions, and also speaking about it. This is a very helpful thing. If you have understood something to some extent, speak about it. Then it becomes very much engraved in your memory. It's a mystical, but it is a fact. I think every one of us must have had the experience. If you preach to someone and you give him the knowledge, it must be things which you have yourself realized. Then somehow you don't forget it any longer. Prabhupada wanted his devotee, he wrote some very nice instructions. Yeah, have it with me. Every one of you, what is your realization? Very heavy when your spiritual master asks you like this. You write your realization, what you have realized about Krishna. That is required. It is not passive. All this, you should be active. Whenever you find time, write. Never mind 2 lines, 4 lines, but you write your realizations. Writing or offering prayers. And this is one of the functions of a Vaishnava. Writing means Shravanam, remembering what you have heard from your spiritual master. So this is not a very prominent instruction of Srila Prabhupada. It's not that he has said this many times. If you have time to write, this is certainly very good, but it doesn't mean that every one of you should now write a book. Sannyasis must do this, they must write articles and so on, but not everyone has this duty. But here, it is not passive. Always you should be active. That's an instruction for everyone. Somehow, this is a mystical potency of it. Speak about what you have realized.
На некој начин тема мислиш што може да говори, тоа на мислиш што треба да изгледа.
This is like writing. It's an output. It goes to the outside.
Тоа е као писање, не само предавање информација или
So, like sometimes I have very new bhaktas around me, and I'm listening what they say to other devotees and other and guests during programs.
Tako ponekad odgovorim sa mladim bhaktama, imam priliku da čujem šta oni govore drugim bhaktama ili gostima za vreme programa.
And I know when they begin to preach and talk about Krishna consciousness, that means they have understood something. If not, it is there's still a little lingering behind the ears.
Znam ako su počeli da ako počnu da propovedaju i govore, to znači da su razumeli nešto o vesnosti Krišna.
Yes. You said not green behind the ears, but they are young. I know Yugoslavian by now. A little bit I can understand the mood of it at least. Anyways, so this answers your question. Deva Deva. Is your name Deva Deva or Deva?
Yeah.
Just one time.
Here's a question about faith from the yesterday session.
Yes. You must distinguish between faith and the conditions of the mind.
Osjećam da trebaš praviti razliku između vere i stanja uma.
When there are some things in your mind, it does not necessarily mean that they have something to do with your faith.
Da postoje određene stvari u tom umu. Da, ne znači nužno da imaju neku vezu sa tom verom.
For instance, someone may believe that he is should be a brahmachari.
Recimo, neko može verovati da bi trebao biti brahmachari.
But in his mind, he begins to feel some attraction to the opposite sex.
Ali u svom umu počinje da osjeća izvesnu privlačnost na suprotnom polu.
That's natural. As long as we have a tailor, this will come. But it does not really attack his existential position. He should, or she, is the same case for Matajis obviously, should understand what's going on in the womb. Yes, this way, sometimes that way. Can't really take it so serious.
On ili ona, jer to važi za Mataji s očitom, jednostavno treba shvatiti da su to samo neke stvari koje se odvije u umu i ne treba se odvijeti jako ozbiljno.
In a similar way, sometimes you might think, do I really believe in Krishna? I'm not so sure.
Slično, ponekad možemo razmišljati, da li zaista verujem u Krishnu, da nisam tako siguran.
Don't take your mind so serious. It's natural that he sometimes has no faith in Krishna. But it doesn't mean you have no faith in Krishna. Only if you identify with the mind, then the problems of the mind become your problems.
So
Another answer is that on the platform, you see, there are different platforms of advancement, and one is Nishta, which means steadiness. This comes when you are completely free from all unwanted habits and thoughts. So before that you are anishta, which means unsteady. Everything is unsteady, your faith. But let us say the manifestation of your faith. Like I think you have a basic faith that Krishna is God. Otherwise you would not be here, you would be in the university learning computers or something. So the basic faith is there, but the manifestation of your faith may sometimes change. Sometimes you only have faith in prasadam. This is the manifestation of the faith. Huh? Anyway, it's not the best example, but unsteady. So we are, the manifestations of our faith may be unsteady. For instance, you sometimes have faith that Sankirtan is the best service. But that may change when you don't distribute any book for 1 week. So the basic faith is there, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But
Just like the body, which is made of material elements, is left behind in this material world.
Как что тело, кое создано от материальных элементов, чтобы оставлено в материальном теле.
But you have a spiritual mind and a spiritual intelligence and a spiritual identity.
А ты поседуешь духовный ум, духовную интеллигенцию и духовный идентитет.
And by following the process of Krishna consciousness, here you actually develop these spiritual
intelligence and identity.
In fact, it is described that even in this life, I must correct my first statement, even in this life, when we become fully Krishna consciousness, the material mind is burned by the spiritual mind.
Moram ispraviti svoju prvu izjavu. Moguće je da čak i u ovom životu naš materijalni um biva zamijenjen i biva uništen i zamijenjen sa duhovnim.
Like fire which appears from firewood and burns the firewood.
Kao što vatra koja se pojavi iz drveta za potpalo i spali to drvo.
The spiritual mind to burn the material mind. The spiritual mind, you are very undisturbed.
Sa duhovnim umom postaješ jako, ne možeš se tako uznemiriti.
Just like the material mind is always attracted to material life, the spiritual mind is naturally drawn to Krishna.
Kao što je materijalni um uvijek privučen materialističkim životom, duhovni um jednostavno prirodno biva bio privučen Krišnu.
Pa mislim, znači i jedan drugi način.
Sve postoje puno lakše kada imamo duhovni um.
Once a devotee asks Prabhupada for the difference, what's the difference between a material mind and a spiritual mind?
Jednom je Bhakta pitao Prabhupada o razlici između duhovnog i materijalnog uma.
And Srila Prabhupada answered that there is the same difference between the same difference as the difference between material life and spiritual life.
I Prabhupada je govorio da je razlika između njih i poput razlike između duhovnog i materijalnog života. Da li to znači da postoje dve vrste uma?
No. The material mind, the spiritual mind is not active, is not manifested.
Ne,
material life.
Duhovni um nije manifestiran u materialnom životu.
I know that you don't understand this because you don't have a little cultural background and you don't understand this. That's the other stuff. Anyways, I won't. We will all last the whole day that we live on the table, but it is not important for our Krishna conscious life. So, it's like you can understand it like this. Your spiritual identity is there in a seed-like form. This is how it is described.
Je to duhovna existencija postoji u obliku semena.
And by Krishna consciousness, Krishna conscious practice, slowly your spiritual identity comes, begins to manifest itself.
I prakticiranje svjesnosti Krishne, tvoj duhovni identitet počinje polako da se manifestira.
And so it's not that there are two minds beside each other.
Nije znači da postoje dva uma jedan pored drugog.
The spiritual mind is not so, you have to think of it more with you. You're not talking in category relations. In a normal conditioned soul, the spiritual mind is not manifested.
U nekoj običnoj uslovljenoj duši, duhovni um nije manifestiran.
And in a devotee's life, the spiritual mind begins to manifest, but there are still contaminations from the material mind.
Ali u životu bhakte, taj duhovni um počinje da se manifestira, ali još uvijek postoje kontaminacije od materialističkog uma.
You sometimes may experience this in your in all of our lives, we know there are two sides of it. I should know. Surrender a little bit more and do my slichva, more determined. But then there are so many other ideas also simultaneously there. And that's a little. Here you could say that's a little schizophrenic situation.
Recimo možemo svako od nas vjerojatno ima iskustva iz sopstvenog života da postoji, recimo znamo u određenom trenutku da se trebamo više predati, više odlučnije i fokusiranije raditi svoju službu, ali istovremeno postoji tako puno tendencija i želja u umu i u ovom stanju možemo reći da je malo šizofrenično.
In the mind, you know, some material contaminations come in. Not that there are like two sadies, you know, fighting with karate.
Ali to nije kao da se dva čenja borom za ruma s karatem, nego, sorry, to izvjetne materialne kontaminacije ulazi u
umu. Well, Prabhupada's answer, I think it's very important to study this answer. He said when he talked of the difference, it's like the difference between material life and spiritual life. This is how the difference between the material mind and the spiritual mind can be understood. It's not so. I mean, I would rather say, in our language we would say it's more, this word is not very nice to use, abstract. I wanted to use the word abstract, but it's concrete, but I'm still concrete.
Mislim da je jako bitno razmisliti i proučavati odgovor Šila Prabhupada, da je razlika između uma i duhovnog uma poput razlike između duhovnog i materijalnog sveta. Sada je pred nama jedna jako entuzijastična nedjelja.
Everything will change this week.
Ove nedjelje će se sve promeniti.
Ja pa obar ki jaj!
Limited parking space. Thank you.